USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top White House impeachment manager, Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin, says former President Trump clearly incited the violent assault on the Capitol on January 6th and was no innocent bystander. As House impeachment managers continue to make their opening argument against the former president, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz on what else we can expect.
Well, I think we'll see that the trial continue for the rest of the week. It is reminiscent of Shakespeare, that it is full of sound and fury and yet signifying nothing.
Cruz's comments courtesy of America's Newsroom. A polar vortex is pushing severe winter weather across the United States. Winter storm watches are now in effect from Arkansas to West Virginia as the region braces for potential ice storms through the rest of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Senate Democrats want to include an increase in the federal minimum wage in their COVID relief package. However, the plan is getting pushback from many lawmakers, like Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour will put 1.4 million Americans out of work. We don't want to see that. We don't want to kill small business.
The senator also saying a higher minimum wage would work well for areas with higher costs of living, but she doesn't believe it's feasible for folks like Iowa and Wisconsin.
But when you come to my hometown of Red Oak, Iowa, and you go down in our town square, those small mom-and-pop shops cannot afford a $15 minimum wage.
General Motors' profit fell 4.5% in 2020, but a strong second half more than offset the effects of pandemic-related factory closures and a costly airbag recall. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Senator Joe Manchin wants President Biden's XL pipeline executive order reversed.
After President Biden destroyed thousands of jobs within minutes of his presidency with the stroke of a pen, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging President Biden to reverse course on the Keystone XL pipeline. In a new letter to the president sent Tuesday, Manchin argued that the pipeline is the safest mode to transport our oil and natural gas resources and support American union jobs. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As pitchers and catchers get ready to report for spring training, a deal has been reached in Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball and its players' union have come to an agreement on health protocols for the upcoming season. In the agreement, players and staff will be tested for COVID at least every other day, and teams will appoint a compliance officer to make sure that players are following guidelines. Players that test positive will have to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days, with players deemed to be close contacts quarantining for 7. Most of the safety guidelines from last season will return, including using 7-inning doubleheaders if games need to be postponed and rescheduled. The agreement doesn't mention the universal designated hitter rule, which was implemented for the 2020 season. Spring training is scheduled to begin in Arizona and Florida next week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.